G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is the Hardball Gets Good or Great Debates. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, please do that. Leave a rating, leave a review, and let's just get stuck straight in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniel. Gentlemen.
Oh, feels like I haven't seen you forever.
Oh, it's been forever.
It's a bit like that.
We haven't really had our act together over the last couple of weeks.
It's fair to admit that. As much as you have time, you just don't.
Yeah, no, stuff comes up.
Because everything is a bit more clunky.
Yeah, it's so clunky.
Yeah, trying to fit everything. It's been weird.
It's been weird.
You got nothing to do, but you got no time.
Yes.
Do you think people are now just going to start hating on these Skype Zoom interviews? Like, I'm done with them. I'm sick of talking to people over a TV screen or a computer screen. I'm done with it. I hate it. Do you guys love it?
Well,
I actually like the fact that you go and have a coffee.
Yes.
And meet with someone.
Yeah, I'm missing that.
Yeah.
When you want to have a little one-on-one chats or a couple of you around.
It's such a different conversation. It's so stunted on.
Yeah.
Online. Yeah. Oh, look,
you've got to wait for someone to talk.
The video stuff, I think, has been fine for our purposes, like keeping in touch with the team.
Yeah, work
everyone's
is fine.
Spread all over the place. Yeah. But
there's no social mateship sort of element to these chats.
No.
It's horrible.
I managed to get myself in a Zoom meeting the other night for about 4 hours.
Ooh.
It was a West Coast catch-up.
Oh, like a meeting.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, they thought they'll light on numbers, and then all the young lads joined in, and there I was. I was like, oh, I'll stay. Cheers. Right. That was good fun. Have you guys been playing poker online at all?
No.
I haven't played poker for years, like talking 10 years longer. I never really played anyway.
Yeah.
But it's starting to play a little on your phone. Yeah. Just on an app with
just
your mates.
You haven't just stopped punting on sports.
No, you're right. I've been very low key on that front. But no, it's good. That's another good social way to get a bit of banter up.
Yeah.
Just a cheap couple
words
of games
with friends and things like that. Those apps are good.
I went down to the beach. So we were driving around the Bubba, sleeping in the back of the car.
Yeah. Where's still doing that? It's not 2006.
Is it just you and one other person in the world?
People play that game, don't they?
Are you still doing it, eh? Cheers.
I haven't played in about 4 years, to be honest.
you set those up on ICQ, the battles? That's how I met you over on Where's Your Friends? No, I went down the beach driving Bubba around because she wouldn't sleep, so we chucked her in the car.
What time are we talking?
It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, right, okay.
And there were these 5 old blokes, camp chairs, eskies just set up on the grass there. And I just looked at it and I was like, you know, tears in my eyes. Oh. I was like, I can't wait. That looks so good.
I know. I'm gonna do some bad things when the world opens up again.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Actually, one blessing that I was sitting at home yesterday, I was being a good boy, and the Warrnambool Race Carnival was still going.
Oh, yeah.
No crowds. Now, the Warrnambool Country Race Meet is
it's a big one.
All time.
Right. Oh, really?
All time. Right. You go down 3 days midweek and it is.
Brilliant.
M last night said permission granted next year.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So if anyone from work's listening, prepare me to fake a sick day about this time next
year. You know
year,
what?
3 of them.
That's a good point because this is a kind of time where maybe a lot of
us cash in the bank
haven't done it.
You
can pick something.
Yes. Mm.
You know what? This has taught me that I really want to go to Madison Square Garden and see the Knicks. I want to do this.
I wouldn't be going to New York City for a little while.
That's a good point.
I mean, you can get there. You'll die, but you'll get there.
This is a good chance to get something.
You know what? It's really worth it to see nobody. Plays for the Knicks.
Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah, Frankie Smokes. Watching Frankie Smokes with 10 other people.
Mitchell Robinson all day. What are we doing here?
Oh, we're doing good or great.
Right.
So we go. We're just shooting the shit at the start. You like to ease into these things.
Yeah, we're
so
shooting the shit.
Good or great, if anyone who hasn't been across it yet, one of us calls out a name and we argue whether they're a good or a greater the game.
There's obviously all time.
There's all time. There's a whole like top level and then there's the next rung below.
Debate whether Tony Lockett was
heard. Kerry Lockett does. We're not wasting our time on that.
Yeah. So we break it down into a few categories and chop it around and come to some kind of decision. Or sometimes we don't.
Okay.
So, Zave, who you got?
So, you've got one backed up, Rhino, in case.
I do.
Okay,
and
in case
this
is a flopper.
It's a controversial one.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this might be a flopper.
Okay.
So, if it's a flopper,
we just
pivot.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm pretty confident that my my one will only go for about 10 minutes. So let's do yours.
Okay.
And then tag this on the back of it. Beautiful. Because it will be quick.
Okay.
Stephen Milne.
Ooh.
The tip rat. Off the top of your head.
Okay.
No flags, obviously.
Top of my head, I say good.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yep.
Great.
All right. What's his? Okay, so let's start off with achievement. What's his stat lines?
Stephen Milne played 275 games.
That's slightly more than I thought.
275 games. He kicked 574 goals.
What's that? A goal, two goals a game?
Yeah, over two. Yeah,
yep.
Four times St Kilda leading goal kicker.
Interesting. Two, while playing with Revolt and Gehrig. And,
Yeah. Two-time All-Australian.
What year did he start?
He started
like two, in, four, so he was three.
He was drafted from, I think his first season was 01. He was drafted okay, so
right
from,
around the Revolt. I was wondering if he had a couple of years.
He's a rookie list.
Drafted out of Essendon Reserves.
Right.
There you go. Dean on Stingrays, Essendon Reserves, pick 23 in the rookie draft.
Right.
To St Kilda.
Well, his value.
Yeah, value's
good, greater value.
So, yeah, that's his basic stat line, and he started in 2001. 275 games, 574 goals.
Two All-Australians.
Yeah, four-time leading goal kicker at St Kilda. Now, you ask, what other small forwards? And we're doing this positional because you guys presented Corey Enright the other day as a positional halfback flanker.
Yeah.
Eddie Betts. Would you say great?
No, he's better.
Would you say great?
Yeah. He's better than Steve Milne.
Yeah, Steve Milne averages more goals.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Steve Milne didn't have to play for Carlton, though.
Steve Milne played for St Kilda when they were shit house.
This is true.
That surprises me.
Yeah, surprised me. There's no, the only small forward who has kicked more goals than Stephen Milne is Eddie Betts and Lee Matthews, I didn't know what where you'd put Lee Matthews.
Yeah, Lee's
a bit of an outlier.
Can I just, I think, before we even talk about
Eddie, you say average or kicked more?
He averaged more. So Milne's kicked, Eddie Betts.
So those two are the only two small forwards who've kicked
Eddie's
more.
Kicked 600.
Yeah.
Milne's kicked 574 from less games.
Yeah, right.
From much less games.
Before we discuss anything else,
mm.
I reckon there's two things that stop me from putting him in the grade.
The long sleeve jumper?
No, that's not one. Okay. I don't mind the long sleeves every now and then. He was extremely unlikable from just opposition.
Much loved inside. Much loved.
St Kilda always loved one of those. Absolutely. Guys. Like a balance sign almost, but
yes,
to the max. And the other reason is, and I know it's just bad luck, but I will never be convinced that he couldn't have grabbed that ball.
Oh,
I will never be. I'm not saying he didn't want to.
He's 173 centimetres.
I'm saying he flinched and he froze in the moment and he didn't. He didn't do what he would have done had it been round four and playing down in bloody Tassie against Port Adelaide.
He
would have grabbed the ball and he would have slammed that into the fifth row. It would not have been an issue. I reckon he choked.
I think you need to apologise to the tip rat.
Look, he had a fantastic career, but I've watched that play so many times and I can't, the physics of it, I cannot grasp how it was not possible.
No, but you got to like, wait a little bit. You can't just run full speed. He'd run through the points. He had to try and read where the bounce was going a fraction.
Yeah, and he read it poorly.
Yeah, it was he did well. There's not much we can do about it bouncing that way.
Look, I know it's harsh, but I can't.
It is, and
I'm willing to listen to all the arguments, but I can't get past that.
Small
moment.
Forwards too. That is a graveyard shift.
Yeah,
you're never getting the ball kicked to you.
That's why I kind of think it's more of a graveyard shift now than it was then.
Well, why haven't there been any good ones?
Now,
no, they're like in that era. Why did he stand out so much?
Because he was playing in the best team.
Not the whole time.
They don't tend to last. You're right. They don't tend to last too long.
No.
Like even the really good ones. If you think, like, look at even Balanchine, like, you know, he did have
he had a couple of good. He had a really top end couple of years.
The peaks are sort of there.
Yeah.
Phil Matera is another one. Had a real
Jeff
high
Farmer.
Peak.
Yeah.
Melbourne years.
Inconsistently, though.
Yeah, Farmer's probably different reasons. He probably let himself down, but talent-wise, Farmer's more talented than any of them.
So there's just a patch in here of Milne. So his first three seasons, I won't mention, which were okay. I think he averaged 30. He goes 46, 61, 29 with injuries, 32 with injuries. And then he goes 60, 46, 57, 56, 56 goals a year.
Jesus, that's a lot.
That's a lot of goals.
That's a lot for a small forward.
Yes. No, and to be fair, they were playing two or three finals at a time in, when he's probably kicking 54. Oh. So they're playing extra games.
Okay, so he's playing well. All right, then Sean Burgoyne's only played 300.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, the reason is he would have probably kicked 48 instead of 57.
Still, that's pretty
had they not played.
Over 50s.
Yeah. No, he, look, those numbers are huge. They are. For a small forward, they're huge. And to think that he was playing, as I said, with Revolt and Gehrig and
yes,
even
Cozzy.
At the time, Cozzy. Like, they weren't shy on goal kickers.
No.
But you could also argue that...
That helps a small forward.
But they weren't a high-scoring team, St Kilda. No, famously not.
Yeah, but pretty handy to crumb to those blokes too.
Yeah, but he's not crumbing free of charge. He still has someone right up his clacker.
All right, so achievement, that's like positional. That's a tick. That's great. In the great category,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if you're just ranking small forwards, like you can't argue with that.
Yeah. It's great.
Ability, like how? Why was he...
He was so highly skillful.
Yeah.
His goals to point ratio was about 2-1, which is...
Was he skillful or was he scrappy?
No, skillful. Incredibly skillful.
I think this is going to sound weird for Stephen Milne, but disciplined, like in terms of the actual role of a small forward, like he didn't ever try to go too far outside of his role. He just did...
Because there's two types of small forwards, right? The scrappers and the silk.
Yeah, definitely not a scrapper.
Yeah, okay.
No, I reckon he read the play as well as any small forwards ever read the play.
Except that one time.
He read the play.
He didn't read the ball.
He was out there by himself. He read it perfectly. He was about to become a hero and then just didn't. So I reckon he was extremely skilled, and he could play on the lead as a little small.
He was good on the lead.
And he could also play at the boundary line as well as anyone.
Yep.
Maybe not as well as Eddie, but like his skill on the boundary line was incredible.
Yep. Do you count Mark Lacroix as a small forward?
Yes.
You know, I would have Milne before Lacroix.
Would you?
Yeah.
Probably just.
Just.
Yeah.
Just, but I mean, if you have, I'd have Lekka kick in from your life. And congratulations, had his third kid during the week, actually.
Oh, beautiful. Boy, girl.
Little boy.
Another one for the father, son.
Well, these days it can be both sides.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
I read that, someone said that one day on a radio station. Just and it got absolutely bombarded by, so just to clarify.
Just a little side note, I was wondering, are they going to bring in a mother-son rule?
Well, yeah, they would.
They have to, right?
Yeah, they would.
But how many games?
It can't be 100.
It's got to be like way less. Because father-daughter, it's one, isn't it? Look, it's one game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. As soon as you play once. So let's say, well, Dana Hooker's got a little girl, but let's say she has another baby and it's a little boy. Like, she's played.
What's
Daisy Pierce go to? The two boys?
Twin boys.
So can they play for the Demons?
Melbourne? Like, how many games does she have to play? They need to work this out.
Mm. They do.
Do those exhibition ones count? Where they was Melbourne and Western Bulldogs?
They probably should.
Is that the ones four that games Mo Hope was kicking like?
She killed it, and then just in the actual league, never really fired a shot.
When the heat was on, yeah.
But very good at Survivor.
Went from Mo Hope to No Hope.
Oh, mate, I'm just so shit.
Call me Kane Corns. I'm just loading up.
I think we've gone ahead of the pack here. I think this is going to be a thing in a couple of years.
The mother-son rule?
The mother-son rule.
We have.
I think so too.
Wow, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so what do you
solve anything?
One game.
So ability.
His ability, I honestly think it's a no-brainer. The whole player is great. Like, every angle.
Is it? Okay, so we'll skip over the next part, which is probably where he suffers a bit, which is reputation.
Shocking.
Not great. There's some off-field stuff as well.
Not great on-field or off-field.
Off-field stuff was bad. Yeah, off-field stuff was bad. Detail here, but it wasn't great.
Mainly because we don't know. We'll probably get to fame, defame him and get ourselves in a lot of trouble.
None of us are legal eagles here.
Nobody thinks back to Stephen Milne and thinks great player. You think, and then you think of the ball bouncing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying before. I think when you say Stephen Milne, so much stuff clouding the ability.
Yeah.
And the achievement, like it's the bounce, it's the off-field stuff, it's the fact that he was hated genuinely by opposition fans, whether that was because he was good or because he was seen as an antagonist of some kind.
Mm.
There's just all that noise and mess around the fact that, he was a fantastic football player.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But if you're just talking about career, greatness or goodness, how much does this stuff drag it down?
He gave me, I can't remember a sledge ever. I can remember one. And it was Milne, and he said, "Come here, you little dweeb." In my first year, I remember it. Come here, you little dweeb.
Dweeb. I've no never, one uses dweeb.
That's a great word. No. That's yeah. why I remember it. I remember it only yeah. because Milne used the word dweeb, and I've never been
so
called
rare.
It before.
I'm trying to bring back Der Brain.
Der Brain.
Remember Der Brain?
Yeah. Der Head. Der Brain.
Der Head. Der Brain. In Queensland.
Yeah, Der Brain. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's an underrated one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh well. So you're saying he's not good? He's not even good at.
Nah,
reputation. He doesn't even get on the good. Yeah,
negative 10 points.
Okay, well, he fails this section. Okay, I agree. But maybe his reputation inside the footy club would have been pretty good.
Probably.
Yeah, they were
probably. Sure. Yeah, he played there a long time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I'll accept not good on that.
And then, the next one.
Is he one of the five most hated players of the last 20 years? I'd say he is.
Yeah. All right. Quickly off the top of your head, name a couple.
Ballantyne's in there for sure.
Yeah.
Milne, Ballantyne.
Stevie Baker in there.
Yeah, Baker. Yeah, Baker was unlucky.
And that's what I wonder about Barry Hall.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Baker is one that you would absolutely love to have played with, 100% would have loved to play with him.
Right.
If you're a small forward, you would have hated his guts. Yeah. He had some ripper moves on the field that, like Spence Stratton sort of stuff that he got done for, punching in the back of the arm and that sort of stuff.
Libber? Is that too old?
Yeah,
Libba Senior, obviously.
Probably a little bit old.
Who was it, Hawthorn? Like, when you were at Hawthorn, who was the bloke that the other teams hated? You didn't really have a sniper.
Does Toby count?
Toby's hated.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, Toby.
Okay, I'll try to, because I love him.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here too and say by the end of the year, Toby Graham will be the best player in the competition.
Yeah,
he
is already, isn't he?
I'm not joking about that.
No,
I went through his stats the other day.
30% Toby Green appreciation.
I went through his stats the other day. I'm telling you. He's already kicked 4 round 1 as well.
Yeah, and every preseason game kicked 4 or 5 and had 25.
He'll be the best player in the comp. And wait until those Brownlow markets open up. Yep, in the comp. Mate, he was having, go through his stats last year. He was having games where he was having 35 and kicking 3.
He's better than Dustin Martin.
He's going to go past. I'm out there, and I'm going to back him for the Brownlow.
Jeez.
The real early. I'll support it. I'll support anything about Toby Green.
I'll have a 5 for you too, Nick.
Cool. Chaotic Brownlow betting, I reckon.
So switching on quickly now. Oh, this one's obviously a tick for great. Output versus talent.
Yeah. 23 in the rookie draft after being overlooked for playing Essendon reserves.
Arguably one of the most valuable players of all time based on that.
Yep. Yes, and coming through with 574 goals.
I don't like where this is heading.
2 point. Oh, mate, I think you are taking your hatred.
Yeah.
You can't see past your hatred.
It's not hatred.
Yeah, I think it is.
it's probably hatred.
I think it is.
It's probably
for mine, look, yeah, as you said, his talent is, there's no premierships in there, which I would love to have said he won a
could have been
premiership or something. Yeah, could have had a couple.
One in particular.
Could have had that one
in particular. Output versus talent, it's not even debating that one.
So
miscellaneous kind of folds into the.
That's the thing. The miscellaneous comes in with the bounce is the miscellaneous, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Because, that's not a.
It's just what you. If there's one thing you're remembered for.
Yeah. That's it. Well, what's the iconic Stephen Milne moment?
Kick that's 12.
It's
not first, on the lead with his.
Is that the first thing you think
yeah,
of?
Yeah, on the lead with his long sleeves.
First thing I think of is the bounce, unfortunately. Like, to me, that's the. It's like, I know it's not a good iconic moment, but it is the moment that.
I need someone to, a scientist or something.
Break that down.
Break it down and
I'm
tell
amazed
me,
that no one's done
tell
that.
Me the percentages, chance that ball was going to bounce in that direction.
I'm amazed we don't have that already.
And say, like, with Milne being 1.5 metres away from it and the ball facing this angle.
If I was 95% and I had any money left from my football career, I would invest in that sort of technology. And can you just prove this for once?
Just get me out of jail.
Yeah, because idiots like this guy in Perth is just saying that.
Shit can't even.
Should have won the grand final.
And hates me.
Imagine if he could present this information and go.
But I'd have the
there's
biggest,
a 99% chance no one in the world could have got that ball.
And do you know what I'd do as well?
Yeah.
I'd pay a fortune for a slot, commercial slot, on grand final day.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking 30 seconds or 1 minute. I'd have a 5 minute slot at half time where I do a presentation to the whole of Australia.
My name is Stephen Milne.
Yeah. And back in 2010, when the ball didn't bounce back, this is exactly why. And then just have a big flow charts and everything. And then be like, I rest my case. And then we're back to the football. I mean, Channel 7 need the advertising and stuff. So they're not going to knock it back. The AFL need the money.
Yeah.
They're not going to knock it back.
Tell me you're not watching that as well. I'm watching that.
5 minute prezo by Steve Mills.
Sponsored?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Sponsored.
Sponsored by ECU or something. Yeah.
Everyone in lab coats.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, good. So final call then.
I think it's great. Obvious great. I honestly think it is, and I think he maybe gets overlooked because of people's hatred as opposed to what he's actually done.
Yep.
When you break everything down, it's clear that he had a great career, but I just think it's shrouded in ugly.
Yeah,
it's an ugly.
Well, if we're voting show. Ugly career or not ugly career, that would be your vote.
Yeah.
Is he a great player of that decade or two?
He can't be considered a great. He's great ability-wise, but the package.
So you're still on good.
I'm still on good.
I've probably gone to great.
The everything that surrounds it knocks it off just enough for me.
I don't hate that. It's slightly extra to me. I didn't realize.
So then what about the duck?
Nah.
Well, ducks.
Nah.
Yeah, the duck's a little bit the same. Duck. Great, like, yeah, obviously greatest player, but he still has a bit of that.
But if you were voting on the Ducks' career, you're still going to be lobbing in at number one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but you're not really...
A,
you're not
in
really,
a different level. Like, that's,
yeah, but, so you, but if you're comparing him, we're not talking about good or great, which if you're comparing him to Matthews and stuff, it's not you're not looking at that to cast your vote.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I think once you hit that next tier, not that it doesn't matter, but it means less. I think when it comes to the Ablett, I mean Ablett Senior, you could say the same stuff. There was a lot of issues there. All of these guys have had problems. Most of them have had problems. Mm. But I think when you're in that top tier, it doesn't matter as much. Yeah.
Great,
sure, great,
good,
begrudgingly.
Mm.
I turned one.
Yeah,
50% strong.
I turn one. I'll turn another.
This has been good or great on the Hardball Gets AFL show. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. Leave a rating, leave a review, and hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. Let us know who you want to take a look at. All right, see you next time.